Chapter 2. Pippi is a thing searcher and ends up in a fight. Annika woke up early the next morning. She quickly hopped out of bed and tiptoed over to Tommy.
"Wake up, Tommy,"
she said, shaking him by the arm.
"Wake up. Let's go over and see that funny girl with the big shoes."
Tommy was instantly wide awake. "When I was lying here asleep, I knew something fun was going to happen today, even though I couldn't remember what it was," he said, and he pulled off his pyjama top. Then they both headed for the bathroom. They brushed their teeth and washed much faster than usual. They threw on their clothes, and a whole hour earlier than their mother expected, they came sliding down the banister from upstairs. They landed right at the breakfast table, where they sat down and began shouting that they wanted their hot cocoa at once.
"What's going on?" asked their mother. "Why are you in such a hurry?"
"We're going to see the new girl in the house next door," said Tommy. "We might stay there all day," said Annika.
On that particular morning, Pippi was in the middle of baking ginger snaps. She had made a huge batch of dough and rolled it out on the kitchen floor.
"Because, you know what," said Pippi to her little monkey, "what good is it to roll the dough on a table when you're going to bake at least 500 ginger snaps?"
So there she lay on the floor, cutting out heart-shaped ginger snaps for dear life.
"Stop walking in the dough, Mr. Nilsson,"
she said, sounding annoyed, just as the doorbell rang. Pippi jumped up to open the door. She was as white as a milliner. She was as white as a miller from head to toe, and when she eagerly shook hands with Tommy and Annika, a whole cloud of flour descended on them.
"How nice of you to drop in," she said, shaking out her apron and making another cloud of flour.
Tommy and Annika got so much flour in their throats that they had to cough.
"What are you doing?"
asked Tommy.
"Well, if I told you that I'm cleaning the chimney, I'm sure you wouldn't believe me, since you're as sharp as a tack," said Pippi. "The fact is that I'm baking. You can sit on the firewood box to wait."
Pippi could certainly work fast. Tommy and Annika sat down on the firewood box to watch. She rolled out the ginger snap dough, she tossed biscuits onto the baking trays, and she flung the trays into the oven. They thought it was almost like watching a film.
"Done,"
said Pippi finally, as she slammed the oven door and the last baking trays with a bang.
"What should we do now?"
said Tommy.
"I don't know what you've got in mind," said Pippi, "but I'm not the sort to lie around. I'm a thing searcher, you see, and that means I never have a moment to spare."
"What did you say you were?"
asked Annika.
"A thing searcher."
"What's that?"
asked Tommy.
"Someone who goes searching for things, of course. What else would it be?" said Pippi, as she swept all the flour on the floor into a little pile. "The whole world is full of things, which means there's a real need for someone to go searching for them. And that's exactly what a thing searcher does."
"What kind of things?"
asked Annika.
"Oh, all kinds," said Pippi. "Gold nuggets and ostrich feathers and dead mice and tiny little nuts and bolts and things like that."
Tommy and Annika thought this sounded like it might be fun, and they wanted to be thing searchers too, even though Tommy said that he hoped he would find a gold nugget and not just a tiny little bolt.
"We'll have to wait and see what turns up," said Pippi. "I always find something. But now we'd better hurry before some other thing searchers show up and make off with all the gold nuggets around here."
All three thing searchers set off. They thought it would be best to search around the nearby houses, because Pippi said that even though it was possible to find little nuts and bolts deep in the woods, the best things were almost always found where people lived.
"Although for that matter," she said, "I've also seen examples of the opposite. I remember one time when I was out searching for things in the jungles of Borneo. There, right in the middle of the primeval forest, where no human being had ever set foot, what do you think I found? A nice wooden leg! Later, I gave it away to an old man with only one leg, and he said that all the money in the world couldn't buy a wooden leg like that."
Tommy and Annika watched Pippi to see how a thing searcher was supposed to act. Pippi ran from one side of the road to the other, shading her eyes with her hand as she searched and searched. Sometimes she would crawl on her knees, stick her hand between the slats of a fence, and then say with disappointment,
"How strange! I was sure I saw a gold nugget."
"Can we really take anything that we find?"
asked Annika.
"Yes, anything lying on the ground," said Pippi.
Some distance away, an old man was lying in the grass outside his house, sleeping.
"That man over there is lying on the ground," said Pippi, "and we found him, so let's take him."
Tommy and Annika were both quite startled.
Oh, no, Pippi. We can't take an old man. We just can't, said Tommy. Besides, what would we do with him?